Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I am your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. You know, James, I think that you say that probably every week, and it always ends up being the greatest movie that we've ever seen in your entire life.
I mean
love it so much.
No, I never do. I mean it this week. Sometimes it's like, you know, last week Clueless is fun for what it is and shit like that, but this was punishment.
Clueless is good if you want to fuck your stepbrother. I was going to say steck your fuck brother.
This is worse, though.
Yeah.
It's almost better to fuck your stepbrother if he's a nice guy than to fuck a dictator. This is strange movie. I'm not going to say any more about the plot.
Wait.
Let you do your intro.
Nothing
but it's weird.
Nothing about my weird tongue tie of stuck your fuck brother.
You know what? It's not as weird as this movie.
This movie
can't top
weird.
It. It's just weird.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us. We thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews, for your Patreon donations, for your listens.
Thank you.
Just being yourselves, we've appreciated every single ounce of you and your love and your ears.
Every single ounce of you? That sounded gross.
Yep.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, you know what? It's fine because this is a punishing movie. All right, last week we did Clueless.
Yeah.
This week we did Beautician and the Beast.
We did. It was something. It's something else.
Okay, Beautician and the Beast, 1997. Hour and 48 minutes.
Right away, bad.
I've never seen this movie before. Seen this movie before.
As I avoid everything that contains Fran Drescher.
And I read the IMDb description and I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this movie.
No, it's rough.
I would like it because I love The Nanny. I used to watch The Nanny all the time. So we're just going to pretend that I love this movie, okay? Just like we're starting off pretending that I love it.
You're going to take that side? Crow, I take Con. Is that what we're doing here?
No, I'm trying to give the movie a chance after I read the description. And then I was like, okay, it's going to be like The Nanny, but in movie form.
No.
And it's not.
It's really not.
The IMDb description, a New York City cosmetologist mistakenly thought to be a science teacher is offered a job to teach the children of an Eastern European dictator.
It's a lot to unpack. It really is. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shoehorning in this movie.
And
I don't understand.
Let's go ahead and we'll say it is that you're like, okay, this is a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to tell me that Fran Drescher is going to go to some country in Eastern Europe and fall in love with a dictator? No, ma'am. I don't want that.
You don't want the premise of this movie to be the premise.
I don't want it.
The goal for everyone is not what you actually want to happen. So that's a rough start right there.
You start off and you're like, okay. So they always try to do some cheeseball thing in the movies. So you're like, maybe he doesn't actually want to be a dictator. Maybe like
he's
people
forced
just
into it by his father.
Propped
up. He's a new dictator. Well, he's trying to find his way.
Yeah, he's being taken advantage of.
Nope.
And he wants to be a good leader whatever. No, he is a dictator. And then for some reason, Fran Drescher solves everything.
When he's got time off, I feel like, and he's just kicking back on the couch, he wears like a t-shirt that says like my boy Stalin on it with like a picture of them. He looks like they made him try to look like Stalin, but he ends up kind of looking like handsome Borat, which is a strange look for him.
I didn't see that in him at all. I didn't see handsome Borat. I saw like...
They give him a Stalin mustache and like a Jersey Shore blowout, and they're like, yeah, there you go, dictator. Now 007's
oh
a dictator.
God, Maybe his Jersey Shore nickname would have been The Situation.
The beastly situation.
We need to take care of this situation.
Oh,
okay,
Jesus.
So
this fucking movie,
man. I was
man.
Expecting romance. It was too late to...
Romance. It's
No, I was waiting for like a cutesy movie whatever. And instead I was screaming. If you thought I was screaming a lot about fucking your stepbrother, oh my God, I'm going to be screaming more at this one.
Yeah, this movie's like 60% post Cold War, like
it's wild.
Political intrigue. It's like, have you ever see Spy Game? With,
yeah, of course I've seen that movie.
It's sort of like, it's part Spy Game and part a Fran Drescher romantic comedy.
Yeah.
It's very fucking strange. This, I don't know. This is like a lot of our movies, I feel like, was another script.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we don't want to make this. And
I don't even
like,
know what this was.
What if we put some romance and a couple of jokes in it? Okay, let's just stick Fran Drescher in there, in this like dictator wanting to be...
So
I'm perplexed.
Okay, so if you've seen the movie The American President, it was always on TBS.
Yeah.
And it's got Michael Douglas and Annette Bening in it. And in it, like, I think Annette Bening is like a reporter, or she's like a lobbyist or some kind of shit, and she's, you know, trying to transform some of President Michael Douglas's pretty conservative views, and she, you know, she changes his mind on a few issues. So you're like, okay, whatever, I can get on board with
that. And
that's
an old story.
Yeah.
A woman softening up this like hardened leader. That's an old story.
I can get on board with that story more than I can get on board with Fran Drescher goes over there and she's just like, oh great, I'm the teacher of a dictator's children, and then oh my, isn't he handsome? No. So I wanted
He's not a right wing conservative politician. He's a fucking
he's a dictator.
A dictator whose father was the dictator before him, and like he's like a some sort of monarchical dictator.
He is a president of this Eastern European country,
the size of Rhode Island.
He's a president that lives in a castle
on a hill.
On a hill. They're not like the grounds or like the president's house or anything like that. It's a fucking castle.
Yeah.
And he has a prime minister for some reason.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The political hierarchy of this movie, all we know is he's the supreme leader.
Yes,
but
he's
the
supreme leader.
There's a prime minister and a president.
Yeah.
He's the president and the dictator, which and a prime minister, which is odd because most countries that have prime ministers don't know, it's one or the other, except for like, you know, Third Reich Germany.
You are forgetting his other job.
I'm sure there's other countries. No, don't tweet me. Fuck you. I don't care.
Okay, but you're forgetting his other job.
Which is?
Dad.
Oh, that's right. We forget there's
a
quote heartwarming dad story in here.
Yeah, there's a dad story in
sort
there.
Sort of. Where
there's a dead mom and there's a dad story.
Threatens to backhand his daughter in front of the assembled heads of states of the whole world.
Yeah. Like, what I just said could easily constitute as a tagline of this movie because the tagline of the movie sucks. But the tagline is,
what is it?
Once upon a time, .. I think that it should just be there's a dad and there's a dead
mom. That's it? There's no...
it's just once upon a time.
It's just once upon... Well, that's not a tagline.
No, that's just like, I had a stroke three quarters of the way through my...
Our tagline guy died. Sorry.
Yeah.
That should be the rest of...
sentence.
That should be the... Once upon a time, we're sorry, our tagline guy died.
I've got two pretty decent fun facts here.
Okay.
Fun fact number one. Fran Drescher took voice lessons to alter the nasal quality of her voice for the part of Joy Miller.
To alter it to what? More nasally?
No, less. She wanted a normal voice. So when she arrived on set using her new normal voice, producers insisted that she revert to her old natural trademark one, as it was one of the reasons that she was asked to play the part.
Yeah. If you hire Fran Drescher, you're getting
the
that voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. If you hire John Travolta, no matter what movie it is,
he's
could
be
a Holocaust movie. He's going to dance around for some reason. He could be in a fucking concentration camp.
Oh, no.
He's going to have a broom and start doing like a Singing in the Rain thing with a, you know, it's going to happen.
No.
You know, if he was in a Holocaust
movie,
would he not do that?
What if he was in this movie?
With this movie?
Yeah. In The Beautician and the Beast.
Oh, that the party scene at the end.
He'd be crushing it.
He would have cleared the dance floor and him and Drescher would have done a Dirty Dancing type situation, except, you know, obviously better because it's Travolta, so he would have to really shine.
So early in development, Fran Drescher played the movie to be a spin on The King and I, which makes much more sense, like story-wise.
More sense, yeah.
But she was going to call it The King and Oi. But legislatively faced the problem that Fox owned the rights of The King and I.
That's kinda funny.
Therefore, she added to pay homage to Beauty and the Beast. So we have, it's kind of got a lot of The King and I, kind of got some American President,
yeah.
kind of got some Beauty and the Beast, kind of. Like it's just
a spoonful of mayonnaise slopped on top of a turkey sandwich, by
that
the way,
happens.
Which we'll get into. That's
that
what this is.
That happens in this movie, and I cannot tell you, this is the second week in a row where we have taken umbrage with how actors make sandwiches in
what
movies.
The fuck?
If you're going to audition for a fucking part in a fucking movie, learn how to make a sandwich.
But they're so into it, into their craft and mm-hmm. technique, and I got to get into the
they're taking
thing,
voice
they're
lessons.
In character, taking voice lessons, growing mustaches, yeah. doing all this crazy shit.
All I need you to do is make a sandwich.
Why can't you make a sandwich? Why does I don't understand why the director doesn't just go, blah, 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 blah. Have you made a sandwich in your life?
Nobody.
You know, do that.
Yeah.
Like you make a sandwich like you're going to eat. Like, you know, like a fucking human being. What are you people doing?
Nobody,
why
like.
Does no one know how to make a sandwich?
Throws a spoonful of mayonnaise on the sandwich. That's not what
not
you do.
Like
he's
that.
Like, he's like beating the shit out of his he's, fucking sandwich with a spoon full of mayonnaise.
He slopped it down like it was prison mashed potatoes. Yeah. That's what mm-hmm. it looked like. A prison movie
just
where they give you like
a spoonful of mayo.
Yeah. Of not mayo. What the hell was
the
it?
Turkey meat go down. It was Majolka.
Majolka was
Majolka.
The,
I don't
was the
know.
Only thing that
whatever
could make
the
mayonnaise sound
country
worse.
They called it too, but just
what was the name of the country?
Slovencia.
Slovenka? Slovencia?
I think it was Slovitskia. Slovencia.
I like kept thinking it was Slovenia the whole time.
Yeah, I was trying.
Which is not.
I was
what it
trying
was.
My best because okay. The movie yeah. starts out with a cartoon animation. Do you remember that?
Yet. Oh my God, there was cartoons in this.
Yeah, there was cartoons.
There was,
at
like
the beginning
Disney
of the
style.
Movie, there was. Now, let me tell you.
Like
this,
Snow White
yeah,
kind of animation.
This movie, okay, it was an hour 48, but it was fine. Because
was
we
fast.
Were like, what's happening? So it's, if you do yeah. end up watching it, it's on HBO Go right now. That's what we watched it on, and it's a ride. Okay.
It
so,
makes smoking weed feel like you took mescaline. Because you're like, this yeah. isn't really a movie, right? I'm making this up as we go along.
Yeah.
Am
is
I not?
Is this really happening? Because it's like a Disney
what
princess.
What was in that?
It's like a Disney prince, and then he's kissing a sleeping like princess, and it's
who's
Fran Drescher.
Clearly Fran Drescher.
And she even talks like that, too. And,
yeah, it's her voice.
Princess Fran Drescher in the animated version is a feminist icon. She's got goals. She's got needs. She's got ambition.
I'm too young,
I'm too
to,
young
get
to get married. Leave me alone.
I need to go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Good
I got
for her.
Things to do. Turns out she is real Fran Drescher, you know, in the flesh, in the flesher.
Imagining Fran
and
Flesher.
She is sleeping. And she's like at a job interview because she is a beautician, obviously.
Oh God, Fran Flesher. That's if she
Drescher
ever
Drescher in the Flesher.
She's like, I want to be a plus size pornography star. I'm
Ew.
Gonna do it. And she's like, who am I gonna call myself? Fran Flesher. That's gonna be
I like
me.
Flan
Flesher. That's me.
Okay. So she's sleeping. She's auditioning making, like, doing somebody's makeup for, like, the lotto or whatever.
It's the local news' lotto lady. In New
and
York.
The New York lotto lady.
The local lotto lady.
From the South, though, because she's like, hey, y'all, this is the lotto.
Yeah, this is the lotto drawing
draw,
for the tri-state area.
If you pick these numbers, you'll be a winner. And she looks like, you know, like she was just on the set of Toddlers and Tiaras yesterday.
Absolutely. As either a contestant or a mom. We're not sure which.
Not sure. Could have just been the judge. Or she could have just been a contestant, but she was a little too old. And they're like, it's okay, Flan.
She's like, it's all right, Flan. She's one of the ones who came back after she's like, you know.
She's like, sexy hands.
I did this
hands.
When I was a child.
That's
now my, look at me. I'm the New York lotto lady.
That's
I've
one
made
of my
it.
Favorite Jimmy Kimmel things is when they got Tom Hanks doing the Toddlers and Tiaras, the sexy baby. He's like, sexy baby, sexy baby.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, I have to. We have to watch it. Okay. Everybody has to watch it. We should watch it now instead of talking about this movie. Okay.
No. This movie needs to be discussed hard.
So now
it's fucked up.
We meet Fran Drescher's parents, and her mom wants her to settle and get married. The dad says, you know, don't even worry about it. Mom's clearly crazy. She's clearly, you know, holding on to Fran so much because she even keeps her umbilical cord in her purse.
In a jar in formaldehyde in her purse.
There's a lot of, like, really bad, like, stereotypes of, like, men and women. you know.
Yeah, it's the 90s. It's 97.
It's 97, so, I mean, so it's fine, that. But it's just kind of a bit of a groaner.
The dad was, the dad is like a gangster in every movie he plays.
Yeah.
Usually.
He's, and now usually he's like this sweet old man who runs a stationery.
Yeah, he's a nebbish who runs a stationery shop now. It's like, what the
and
hell?
He's like, don't worry about it. Be creative. Be yourself.
You're the bad guy in Harlem Nights. What the hell is happening to you?
Yeah. So Fran Drescher, turns out she teaches beauty school. One of her mottos when she's, you know,
night
having the students.
School.
Oh, night beauty school.
Not even day beauty school.
Yeah. So she, when, you know, the students are working on the mannequin heads, she says, remember, the motto is flashy, not trashy.
That's right. Damn it.
One of the students is smoking and lights the mannequin's head on fire, which goes into a cacophony of silliness.
A comical folly of errors.
One of them is on fire, and then somebody grabs hairspray
to
spray the fire out, which only makes the fire go onto multiple things. Somebody takes a broom and hits it into a filing cabinet. Everything, you know.
Yeah, it turns into it's still a cartoon. It should still be animated at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say it would make more sense. But I love that Fran Drescher, she saves all the students, all while grabbing her handbag. And then she's like, oh God, I got to save the animals. She throws in a joke about how her purse is snake skin. And don't worry, honey, it's just vinyl.
While she stuffs a snake into it.
While she stuffs a snake into her purse. Yeah.
This movie's got constant jokes.
And she,
really, they'll pummel you with jokes.
You will get beaten about the face. And neck.
It's got a policy of, like, rather than have good jokes that are, you know, pointed they're like, let's throw a spoonful of mayonnaise joke at the wall.
Majorca.
One or two out of the spoonful will work.
Watch.
And it'll be fine.
It's like a made up word, but it actually means something terrible. And then there's just going to be like audio of me going, Majorca.
Some sort of weird discharge.
According to this weird country, it means mayonnaise.
It's a racial slur.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, so she saves all of these.
You just slurred a whole race somewhere in Western Asia. We're not sure who they are
probably
or where
Eastern
it is,
Europe.
But you did something. Well, that's their word for those people.
Oh, got it. Okay, so she saves like all these guinea pigs and the snake, and she gets her picture taken because she saved everybody from this school.
Yeah,
so
that's hot news.
Yeah, it's
on the
all
cover
over
of the front page.
Yeah, of like USA Today and New York Times and whatever.
Daily and News, it was just right there.
It's a picture of her and she's holding up the animals and smiling, and it's the caption says like science teacher.
Hero teacher saves burning science class, saves students and everybody from a burning science class. Because the word science is in there, but it never says she's a science teacher. But that's the problem of the movie.
So that's the problem in the movie. And we see, so like the next scene cuts to somebody reading the paper. They turn out to be these two men and they're looking around New York City or wherever she, borough she's
pulled
in
over.
Or whatever. And they spot Fran Drescher because you can spot her from 3 miles away. She's always got bright green pants on and big hair, leopard print. Yeah. Love her.
And if you have a picture of someone in New York City, you just drive around and you look on the sidewalk and eventually you see them. It's small place,
you know. Yeah, it's not. It's
don't
like,
worry about it. There's like 12 people there.
It's basically Omaha.
Super
it's
easy.
Fine.
You'll run into them probably.
Yeah. So then here's Fran Drescher, and they're like following her in the car, and the car is, you know, one of those black cars. Looks very suspicious,
ominous. Yeah,
and it looks very ominous.
Like
and
Scarface is about to blow somebody up.
Yeah, and she's rightfully afraid. Because that's what it's like to be a woman. Sometimes you see a car and you're like, are they going
a little slow?
Are they watching me?
Also arrogant because there's 700 other people on the street right next to her. Not to think that it could possibly be for any of those people. Which she was right in the end.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could have literally been any of the 1,000 people on the sidewalk.
Because then that way, if it's not, you can start laughing and be like, wow, that was crazy.
That's true.
Following me.
And then maybe you're less paranoid next time.
Nope, more.
More? Oh, boy.
Okay, it's called Slavizia.
Slovizia.
I wrote it down. So it turns out that this guy just like assaults Fran Drescher on the street, and she goes to pepper spray him.
He doesn't assault her. He says, excuse me. Is what he says.
And he's like, she almost pepper sprays him, and then she's like, oh, I've got this, and she sprays mousse all over him or whatever.
Yeah,
and he says that he is like the brother or Right? He's the brother?
No. He says, I work for... He tries to ghost for his card. That's when she, whatever.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, she moves.
She says, your name is Slavitskia or whatever. And he says, no, my name is fucking, I don't know, Dumbledore or whatever the hell his name is.
Wow.
And then she... I don't remember what his name was. And then he says, that's where I'm from. I work for the king or the president. However, it's a matter of semantics, they go say later on. And then, you know, we're looking for a teacher.
Yeah, he says that the president of the country wants his children to learn Western American culture. Western / American culture. And it's a very weird conversation that never happens.
No.
But it's currently happening because she's like, what are you talking? Like, they're having like this whole discussion about, you know, whatever. So anyway, she decides that she's
on the sidewalk while he's covered in moose.
Yeah, that's all it took. She's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll make 40 grand a year.
Yeah, he offers her $40,000 for 6 months of going over there to Eastern Europe and promises her that it's beautiful and it's like Paris 50 years ago.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Paris? Oh, boy.
Yeah, so she goes home and tells her mom and dad that she's moving to this Eastern European country. She's going to teach the president's children.
Yeah, I'm going to teach them things.
But like the parents never ask like what credentials do you have to do that?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And
not at all. They're just like, yeah, that makes sense.
So Fran Drescher says that she says, Ma, they say it's like Paris 50 years ago. And the mom says there were Nazis in Paris 50 years ago.
There were
There was.
Yeah.
So we go to the country and she's driving around in a limousine. People are spray painting posters of some man. It's the president that she's going to be going to go see. But she's not like, what's happening? Those people are spray painting, like, you know, whatever.
She said, I read that you have some problems. And he was like, oh, just a few young people
and
acting
then
up.
Somebody eggs their limo.
Yeah, somebody pulls up on a motorcycle.
And she's not like, oh, wow, this doesn't seem great. Like, what's happening? Like, is the guy, do the people like the guy that I'm working for? Like,
what situation?
That's the first
into?
Question that I would ask. I'd be like, what's happening with this egg situation?
Yeah.
How come I'm getting egged? Like, I get it that, you know, there are some people who are going to be unhappy, but like, it feels like if they're taking it to the streets and throwing eggs at my window.
Right at an official government vehicle with flags on it and a fucking patch on the side and everything.
I'd be like, I don't think that our dude is well liked. What's happening?
But then he just goes, yeah, but we're going there. And it's this big castle on a hill.
So,
and that,
it's,
of course, distracts her.
It's this huge castle and, you know, that's fine. You can throw an egg at me.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I live in a castle? Great.
It's clearly a nice matte painting, by the way. It's pretty fucking obvious.
Yeah.
It's not real good filmmaking on that particular
score. As soon as they got to the castle, the guy that's riding with her, he asks her what she teaches, and she says that she teaches beauty culture in America. So he's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, he's going to kill me.
They're going to kill me. And I found a beauty teacher and not a, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Like, I thought you were a science teacher.
But like all they did was they just looked at a picture of this broad in the newspaper.
He didn't ask her what
he
she
didn't
teaches.
Ask.
Nothing.
He had an opportunity.
Nope. He's just like, you're a teacher, right?
And yeah, they were discussing many other things.
Yeah, didn't.
One of them could have been, what do you teach?
That never came up.
Never a thought.
Never even a thought occurred. Could you teach these subjects to the children? Just assume.
Yeah.
He said you're brave, obviously. You had the cages, and the story says you're a brave teacher, and my guy will really be into the bravery thing because he's, you know, a dictatory type of guy, so he wants a hero.
Can you teach
the
children, but then also teach me how to vet people better? Like, what's happening?
I'm not good at my job. Did I mention that?
Yeah, just wanted to let you know.
This is also nepotism here. I was born into the, my father did this before me, just like the king. I don't know. I'm bad at it.
So the plan is now that she's just going to lie. She's like, okay, I know that I teach beauty school, and you know that I teach beauty school, but that doesn't mean that this guy has to know I teach beauty school.
Now we got
an alliance. We also have we have some uncertainty moving forward about what kind of, like, you know, what kind of pissed off we're going to be about this dictator.
Yeah, because they show up and there's a statue, like a two-story high statue of him, and she's like, who's that?
And
they're like,
and
oh, that's his excellency.
Yeah, they're
and
all in their
goes,
full regalia, and they all look like some kind of...
She goes, I thought he was president, and he goes, it's a matter of semantics. So he's still a dictator is what
he's
saying.
He's a dictator,
he's just dictating.
And Fran Drescher, by the way, is like, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me to my room.
Let me know how. Yeah. Show me to my room.
Show me to my room.
Is it? So they show her to the room. The cleaning lady's looking. She's overacting like crazy.
Worst extra I've ever seen.
She's so unhappy.
Her feather dusting when she's feather dusting a frame. And I'm like, that's terrible feather dusting. Like
she's not good at her job either.
And then she turns and looks at them and makes this big face like, I'm going to win an Oscar as best extra in the history of the world. Like she's really acting out or just. Be there.
I will be nominated best supporting role.
Make your $50 and go home. Just what are you fucking doing?
It's all good.
Yeah, you're on camera. Perfect. Good for you.
We see that, we hear that from the prime minister that Slovizia's slogan is hard work today, happiness tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So that sounds creepy.
Yeah.
And then we're meeting with the big boss in an hour.
President is ready to receive her.
Dictator is ready to receive her in 1 hour, and of course, French
King President Dictator.
Late. Yes, she's late. And she is like they did this whole fucking thing.
Christ,
like,
the military was out. The military was out. Playing.
Everybody's marching. They're doing all this stuff, and she's late. So he just barges into her room while she's wearing a dress slip and curlers. Like, she's not even, like, remotely, like, putting the last bit of mascara on or anything like that.
She had another 45 minutes to go.
She was going to be getting ready like she's going to a cotillion. It's Timothy Dalton, the guy who plays the president dictator guy.
007 with a mustache. Now he's the beast.
Yeah, he's so clearly British.
Yeah, he's everybody.
Because he's doing this weird Eastern European accent. But then he also says, like, I want ham. Like, ham. He talks like very British, but then he's like, you know, like the
he added this to it.
Weird.
And now I do this, so now I am sort of Eastern Bloc.
But there's no consistent.
No.
Every time they make up a country, okay?
Yeah.
Like if you say, he's the king of Romania. Well, people can study what a Romanian accent sounds like.
Yeah.
It's easy. When you fucking make up a country, as the director, in addition to telling people how to make sandwiches correctly, also figure out what fucking accent exists in that country and make everyone have that same exact accent. Because here it is just a mishmash. The country's the size of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's barely a district. It's not even a fucking zip code in a major city in the United States in size. Yet everyone has a different accent. Like they're all from, disparate corners of the world. I don't understand.
It's wild.
It makes no sense.
But tell me this. You guys would not care about his accent if they knew how to make a sandwich.
I would be a lot.
I'd be more lenient about the accent.
Let the accent go.
If the
make
sandwich
a sandwich
seemed normal.
At least that, because anyone can make a sandwich.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be an actor. Someone can just go, hey, make a sandwich, and you can film it, and now you have a fucking person making a sandwich.
Next time that you see one of those like actors, they're just like us, and like they're out like at the beach or they're whatever. Be like, no, take a picture of them making a sandwich. I would take a video of it. I don't give a shit. Have
Run
them
up
tell
to them.
Me how to do it.
Yeah,
but. If it's wrong, they're not just like us.
Run up to him with like a loaf of bread and a half pound of turkey and some cheese and some condiments and just throw them down in front of him right on the sand if you find him on the beach and go, make a fucking sandwich right now. I want to see how you do it.
Yeah.
And then just correct them.
Yeah.
Because it'll be wrong.
Yeah, it will be wrong. However they're going to spread their condiments, it's going to be incorrect.
Yeah. You know
it's
what
very
it is?
Upsetting.
Yeah. People always talk about different things in Hollywood and there's, cabals of this and that. No, it's just we're not going to make sandwiches correctly. It's a group of people who've decided that unless you make a sandwich poorly, you can't be in the club. So,
yeah.
You know what? We're never going to be in the club because my sandwiches are fucking gorgeous.
They're fucking photogenic.
They are.
All right. So, the kids meet Fran Drescher the next morning. The kids seem like they're a real hoot. They're just kind of like no boundaries on these people.
No.
Hello, I'm in my dress slip. And she's not even like, oh my goodness, like, should I cover myself up here?
No.
And then the kids are just, storming into this lady's room. And
sort
they're
of sound of music-y.
Yeah.
Kind of, because they have a little kid and they have like a Nazi kid and like a stiff Nazi kid. Like, it's a sort of sound of music-y a bit.
The eldest daughter is the eldest daughter from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
I don't know who the eldest son is. I don't know who the younger sister is.
No.
And I don't know who the youngest brother is. He's probably like 2 or 3. Yeah. But the baby has a really bad problem of biting his nails.
Yes.
And I think it's because we're seeing early signs of, because the other kids are afraid of their dad because, you know, he's
big
a dictator. So now, you know, they're afraid of their dad, but we're seeing it like even in the babies, the baby's chewing his nails down to like
anxiety.
His bone. It's just so much anxiety.
So much.
Sweet baby.
I feel bad for the Jan Brady character of the movie here. The third child.
The youngest daughter.
The youngest daughter. All they talk about through the whole movie is you're fat and ugly, right? And she's like, yeah. They're like, what the fuck? This poor girl. She's like a teenage girl. And they're like, you're super fat, but you're a princess with a big dowry, right? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, high five. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fran Drescher taught her.
You're a fucking beautician. Teach her some makeup or something. I don't know.
At the end of the movie.
I just felt bad.
I felt really bad because at the end of the movie, Fran Drescher says to the girl, she goes, "What? Remember what I say?" And she says, big is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
And then she says,
it is beautiful, but like,
I'm a princess with a big dowry.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was like, big is beautiful and whatever, but you don't need to be like, you're fat. And
yeah, but
like,
before that, too, like, she called her ugly in the other scene, too. Like, it was really disturbing. I felt bad. And then the other kid, she didn't have to worry about the accent because she just decided to drop it when convenient.
Yeah, she just.
There were scenes
fine.
Where she just said lines in a just, hey, how you doing? Just plain as day, not accent of any kind.
Yeah. And notice they never have the kids make any sandwiches.
No, let's see how
you
make
why?
The sandwich, you little fucker.
Because the kids, they haven't made them part of their evil little club yet.
Oh, they still know how to make a sandwich.
So the kids know how to make the sandwich. Yeah. Like, don't show people if you want to get any street cred out here.
Kids trying to do it. Director comes up and
like,
smacks the bread off the table. No!
Why don't we just like take the mayonnaise on the knife and put it like on the whole bread? Not on the turkey.
No,
and
it'll
like,
be even.
Yeah.
The same amount in every bite.
Get him out of here. So many
child
actors have been fired because they've been trying to correct people on how to make the sandwich.
Can somebody molest that fucking kid. God damn it. That's right.
No.
That kid was Corey Feldman. It's very sad.
Wow.
It's very sad. That's what happened to
him. I had to call and leave him a voicemail.
Corey Feldman. That's the problem with Corey Feldman. What ended the whole issue started with he wanted to make a correct sandwich in the Goonies.
I don't think
And from then on... They did bad things to him because he was
Yeah,
that's what it
James,
was.
This is not
that's
good.
What I heard. That's what
okay.
I heard.
It's speaking
I'm not,
of things that aren't good. They eat breakfast with Fran Drescher, and
I
they're
do feel
really
bad for Corey Feldman. By the way,
yeah,
awful for him. Actually,
yeah,
it's terrible what happened to him.
Not
bad
good.
Stuff.
Okay, so the kids eat their beloved breakfast with Fran Drescher. This is apparently like a special occasion thing: blood sausage and clotted cream. I think she said clotted cream, right?
Yeah, clotted cream. I thought she said black sausage, not blood sausage.
I thought she said blood sausage.
I thought it was black. Either way, it was black, like blood sausage. So, I don't know. It was fucking weird.
Okay.
It wasn't appetizing, put it that way.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we're going to have breakfast. Like, you know, so that was like a sweet thing. And so then they said, this is, you know... This is our specialty thing. Fran Drescher finally meets the dictator, dad, king, president.
In normal circumstances.
In normal circumstances, not, you know, in her slip dress or anything like that. And so he's reading the newspaper and he says, your New York Times is very biased against me. And then I love that her response was, you'll have to forgive me. I haven't owned it in many years.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. She's got wise-ass sarcastic responses for
always.
Dude.
She's zinging him.
And he always looks up like, what is this sarcasm? Like, that's the look on his... Like, he's never... It's... He's like, not human, this man.
He's
and then
so
he's
weird.
Very human later.
But he's never, like... He's also kind of like a little bit Daddy Warbucks-y, where like he's like really rigid and like whatever, but then he's like sort of softening up a little bit.
Of course.
But
because otherwise, what kind of movie is it?
Yeah, Fran Drescher's attitude in her mouth is just is a big match for Dictator Daddy because she says whatever she wants. She does whatever she wants, you know, because they were trying to talk across the table and he's like, I can't hear you. So she says, well, we'll just move closer to you. Don't worry about it. And then it's just as easy to move 5 people as it is to move 1. Like she's always zinging him.
She's always got a shot at him.
But it was just wild to like, she's like, oh, we'll just move. But like, he's never correcting her and saying,
he never says,
that's
hey,
not what we do.
Fuck off. Like he does to everyone else.
It always works out for her. Yeah. Every single time she takes a risk, it pays off. Say yes to the dresh. I love Fran. Here she is. She's coming in bold, beautiful, strong. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Fran.
I like her character, Fran. But I wish it wasn't coming out of her mouth.
But over, that, over breakfast, that, she asks about the real estate prices.
Oh, yeah. What do you get for a place like this?
Yeah.
That voice is the reason I moved away from New York, by the way. Because just in case, at a young age, I said, there's risk I could end up married to a woman like that with that voice.
But instead, you
have
me.
And I'm not doing it. Yeah, much, much better. At least you're not going, I can't.
Let's get a dog.
I can't take it. I can't deal with it.
All
right. As a friend, but not every day.
Our first lesson with the kids, we're going to talk about world history. So she goes in there and it's her first day. She writes her name all cute and pretty, puts hearts over it and like, you know, whatever.
Trying to, kill time.
And she, like, they have textbooks in there. They have stuff. So it's like, well, all right.
Yeah.
So you guys have all the textbooks.
And they said they had a teacher before that would just have them read aloud from textbooks and then the teacher would sleep.
Oh, that's what I would do.
Yeah, she was like, okay. Well.
So the first lesson's about world history, and they start bringing up the kid's dad. And I think that it's just, I think it was something to do with Desert Storm.
That he led the Allied effort in Desert Storm.
Yeah, and so she...
Rather than, you know, the Allied forces in the UK and US.
She
and,
starts to go ask, like, what? And then she, you know, then the guy who recruited her to be the teacher was like in the window, like, no, don't teach them
historical facts at all.
Yeah. And so she goes to, you know, she starts talking about democracy and like the two party systems. And she says, what do we call someone who is running against someone who's already president? And the kids say loser, traitor, or missing.
Yeah,
so
that's
they're
the
making
joke.
A lot of like, they're making a lot of kind of attempts at Mel Brooks jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, almost, but
they're
then
making, they're attempts at Mel Brooks jokes.
It would be fine if the guy remained an asshole that they made fun of the whole time.
Yeah.
That would be, but then they try to humanize him, and it's like, no, you just plus like 4 years later, 2 years later, this would have been a way different movie if these kids just had the internet. They would have been like, yeah, what the fuck? I looked it up. You fucking liar.
But anyway, so she says that in democracy, you're allowed to have a free election. Fran Drescher, you know, voices the opinion that she doesn't want to teach the kids about lies. So instead, she starts teaching them math based on using frequent flyer miles to pay for plane tickets.
From if you go from what is it, Miami to Scottsdale?
Yeah. So then you go. He's like, so you could take two more flights, and you go, you know, here to Boca Raton, and then.
That was his. That was the answer to the thing. Was how many? What other flight could make up those miles? And he says New York to Boca Raton. And she's like, very good, perfect. Yeah. So yeah, it's a. She's teaching them essentials.
She's teaching them essentials. Then she goes for recess. She tells them not too much time in the sun, because the kids. She's like, just remember, and the kids are like, raise today, raisins tomorrow. So you know they're already so like they've already adjusted to a lot of her, you know, Drescher-isms.
They're kids; they're pretty malleable. They'll go with the program.
We never know how long it's been. We know that she's planning on being there for 6 months, but like. Has it been 2 weeks? Has it been a month? And then they're like, yeah, raise today, raisins tomorrow. You know, like, I don't, like,
they know it
or,
yeah.
Over the weekend or what's
happening? They picked that up in one day.
Yeah.
She really, how many times did she make them repeat it?
Yeah.
Every character, too, has like one scene, they're back to their old ways and they're changing and they're back. Like, it's very strange. It seems like it was jumbled up.
It was
in order, the script.
They're like, it was like almost like they forgot what the arc is because there's no arc on a daily basis on a,
Like, they were like, where were we with this one? I don't know. Like, fuck. I think he was mad at her
some
now.
Days,
yeah, maybe.
Some days and some moments, even, really, the dictator, king, president guy is, like, joking around and like, an old married couple with Fran. And then the next breath, he's like, you're insufferable.
Yeah, when they go out walking in the field and they're talking to peasants, he goes, like, skipping across the field to hug an old lady. Some old lady
picking
who's raking a field. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
And the next, it's so weird. It's an example.
The eldest daughter asks Fran Drescher to teach her about, like, you know, love and having a boyfriend and sex and whatever. And sex to her, she says, is holding hands and eating ice cream. And
meanwhile, later on, she's getting fucking, fingered in an underground club.
Oh,
it's like, what the hell's going on?
I didn't see that part of the movie. That didn't happen.
They were diddling each other. They were like 18-year-old revolutionaries she was hanging out with at an underground club.
So she says that she's going to be arranged married and she doesn't want to be arranged married. And I love how Fran Drescher was like, well, what does he look like? because it's just,
she,
you know.
She said he's rich and he's got castles and boats and all this, but, and then she showed him the picture.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
Fran does not approve. So she tells the daughter, like, go talk to your dad about, you know, not wanting to be arranged married.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Fran, that's not your place.
No.
She's acting so motherly
tell
to the
him.
Kids,
yeah.
Which is good. The kids need a mother figure in their life, and Fran Drescher, why not Fran Drescher?
But she's only been there 4 days to 3 weeks. We're not sure. She hasn't been there long enough to interfere in their personal affairs and their family hierarchy. It's weird.
Yeah.
Why do that?
So she goes and asks her dad about it, and she's like, I don't want to be arranged married. I want to go out with this guy. So he calls Fran into the office, and he's like practicing fencing and yelling at her about how, you know, this is my daughter and she's going to be arranged married. Just like I was arranged married, and just like my, you know, their kids will be arranged married. Everybody's going to be arranged married.
I will dictate who my daughter fucks. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah. And then Fran. So again, Fran's pretty mouthy, and she challenges him, and she says like, "Oh, okay, like whatever. It's not my legacy that I'm fucking up. Like." I don't care. Like, what do I care?
She always drops a line and she's walking away.
Yeah.
He's like, are we done with this? And she's like, yeah, we're done. And then she'll be like, well, I don't know.
Muttering
she's
under
like,
her
what
breath.
What are you doing? Yeah.
And they have like a comical old married couple argument here because she's always muttering something under her breath. And he's like, you always have to try to have the last word. I'm the one that gets the last word. And so he's like, you know, it's just so exhausting and it's just so yuck because... I'm still sitting here and I'm hoping that I'm going to learn that he doesn't actually want to be a dictator.
Yeah, his dad forced him into it.
I'm waiting for this vulnerable moment where he's like, I'd really rather not, you know, vote like this.
I
or
actually
act
played
like
guitar
or,
and I wanted to be in a band, but my father wouldn't.
I wanted to date somebody that wasn't, I didn't want to be arranged married.
And
so
he plays
like,
her Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
She's like, you know. You're
starts
way different than I
playing like Smells Like Teen Spirit or something like that.
I figured he would be in the 70s when he was playing guitar.
That's true.
This is the 90s, so I
he
tried to go
the
back
Allman
to his.
Brothers.
Yeah, he's going to be like, yeah, we're going to do Ramblin' Man now.
His whole thing is he wants to go vanning.
He's real into Southern rock and vans. And
he's like, do you like Ted Nugent?
I am very much interested in Southern American 1970s culture. Yeah. Do you know the Creedence Clearwater Revival band?
Have
I like
heard
very
of
much.
The Nuge?
Do you know The Nuge?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Very, very good, Tom Petty. Very good.
Stop dragging my heart.
Everyone has been there. No, I've been there. You've been there. Everyone drag heart around.
Yeah.
You make me want American Girl. I say, why not?
So, okay. The son tries to force himself on Fran. He's like probably maybe 14 or 15.
She comes in her room and he's on her bed, like
with
fucking
his shirt unbuttoned.
Splayed, like, what's up, baby? And it's like, what the fuck is going
and
on?
She's like, hi. So he tries to like advance on her.
Oh.
I was like, oh, little boy, you'd be slapped
he's
so fast.
He's straight going to rape her. It's like, it's on. He's trying to physically take her over.
Yeah.
It's fucking creepy.
But she totally like flips him over.
Yeah, she does like a self-defense move, and she goes, oh my God, it works.
Yeah, it works.
It works.
So, but then it's so funny because she says to him, this is not the little Nazi boy that I know. And I'm like, so you're calling him a Nazi?
That's what I mean.
And you're like, but maybe, but his dad's pretty hot though. Like, I'm like,
it's
oh my
so
God.
It's so strange. Yeah, like, this isn't the little Nazi boy
this
I know.
This isn't the little Nazi boy I know and love. I'm like, what's happening?
That was, and he was like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm supposed to be like my dad. That was this whole thing. He's like, I'm supposed to be aggressive. You know, you're supposed to take that pussy. That's what I was doing.
But I'm an artist.
Whoa. Yeah.
He says, so she's
I like to paint.
Yes, it goes
like
from
the paint. You're trying to rape your fucking teacher a second ago.
Yeah,
what is happening?
It goes from very close to non-consensual sex between an adult and a teenager to
not
her,
in the way you'd expect it, by the way.
To her flipping him over on taking him to the fucking ground, and then she's just like, what's going on with
now
you?
Now he's an artist.
And then he's like, oh, I don't
you're
know.
You're right. I'm a hippie.
Fran. I wanna paint. And it's just like, you were just gonna grope me, like 20 seconds ago, and then but like
do worse than groping.
Yeah, but it was just weird that Fran Drescher was just like, what's going on, bud? I can tell you're making these unwanted sexual advances at me because you're trying to take other things out.
He was trying to take his Third Reich out is what he was going to take right out of his pants.
Yuck.
That's what he was trying to do.
So this movie I wrote down here, and this is essentially the show The Nanny, but with Nazi children. But Mr.
Sound of Music meets The Nanny.
Mr. Sheffield is not a dictator. He's wonderful.
I
love Niles and Cece. I love The Nanny.
I don't know. I have no comment on
that.
Don't
even understand you right
now. Couldn't watch it ever.
Fran is off to see all the sights of Slovizia, so she's kind of taking the limo out, and then the eldest daughter...
She'll be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's seeing the sights.
It's so boring. The eldest daughter snuck into the car or underneath the car or whatever.
Yeah, was she hanging underneath it like
I don't know where she was.
What is going on with that?
She gets them into by doing this little secret knock into this underground club, and she looks like she's dressed like a child, like from
like a Mennonite child,
Civil War or something.
Yeah, or like a farm from
and
Dust Bowl farm child.
So Fran's trying to look for a phone so that she can call a cab for her, as opposed to calling the limousine company to be like, hey, take the kid back. But anyway, so she goes to go to the bathroom to go see if there's a phone, which allows the daughter, Katrina, to run off. And so she takes her dress off, and don't worry, there's clothes underneath there. There's a nice little satin green button down shirt.
Very 90s.
Yeah, very 90s. And so she goes into the secret room where she can see her activist boyfriend, who's essentially one of the... you remember in Mad Men when Pegrit was dating that one guy who was a journalist, and they always saw each other?
Art
things. I'm sorry. Pegrit is Peggy.
Oh, yes. We have to give our shorthand here.
Okay. Pegrit is Peggy from Mad Men, because James looked at me and said Elizabeth Moss.
Thank you. I'm Elizabeth said, something.
James said, what is Peggy short for? And I said Pegrit, because I wanted to see if he thought it was an actual name. And he goes, no shit.
Because it sounds, I don't know, Pegrit. So it's Pegrit. Why not? So
it makes more sense than Margaret.
So then we were laughing about it.
So now it's always Pegrit.
No matter what she's in, we're like, well, what's Pegrit doing now?
Yeah.
So she's always Pegrit.
Whenever I watch The Handmaid's Tale, I would be like, he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Pegrit.
Yeah, we're like, oh, how's Pegrit now?
So anyway, now you guys know about Pegrit.
Pegrit find her fucking kid yet, or what? What's going on over here?
She's not Elizabeth Moss. She's not Peggy Olson. She's Pegrit
get to see the kid, or what?
Yeah, she's Pegrit. Yeah. Okay.
So she's going to get to Canada. What's going on here?
Yeah, so when Pegrit is dating that one guy who's, an underground, he's, fight the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With his black leather jacket and his cool.
Yeah, this is the daughter.
No, that's what Pegrit's doing. But the daughter is, she's looking at her very thick-eyebrowed boyfriend.
She is.
This dude had some brows on him.
He was on stage, rousing up the crowd, saying, we need to fight the power, and we need to, power to the people, and the president's not going to give us rights.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so fucking her kid's guy's daughter.
Let me tell you something, okay, everybody? This is when we were like, holy shit, this movie is really dark.
Yeah. She goes in, it's a nightclub where everybody's dancing. She goes through these stone hallways to a back room where
where these people are fuck that girl's dad. And she's power to the people.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
We've never had a romantic comedy where there's international intrigue involved. And this is not normal. Cher, no matter what happened at the Valley party last week, there was going to be the same amount of worker rights in their factories.
Well,
it was gonna
the problem
change
is,
anything.
Is,
this
if, is crazy. Cher, if Cher's dad was a dictator, she would have been arguing with him about it. She would have been like, but daddy, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And she'd be giving him back talking all day.
He couldn't eat. Okay. Cher, who was his beloved daughter.
Alicia Silverstone from Clueless. Not Cher.
Not Cher, Cher.
If she could turn back time.
His beloved daughter couldn't even get him to eat properly. Yeah. Meanwhile, this lady's there for no time and she's changing a dictator.
Yeah.
No. That's what
and
I mean.
Also, then what? People are just going to be like, oh, he seems nice now. No. He was a dictator.
I mean, he's probably going to have to answer for war crimes at some point.
Yeah, which is why.
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't understand. I'm like, why couldn't you have somebody who's he didn't know that he's been oh my God, I didn't realize that because at the end, remember, I thought, I was like, oh, has that been happening the whole time? And then I was like, oh no, he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
when they bring Fran Drescher to her room, they're like, this is a great room. Many, many great men have stayed here. Castro, fucking Pol Pot. Like, he's just naming off dictators. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is
so
not good.
Then, well, Fran's in the bathroom and she's trying to find a phone. Some of the papa dictator, king, daddy, president guy.
Vladimir Borat. He's Putin and Borat. He's Putin's character, but he looks like Borat. So Vladimir Borat, 007.
No.
Vladimir Borat, 007.
I was going to say, why can't it?
James Borat, 007.
I was going to say 00 Borat.
00 Borat.
Okay.
I'll take it.
So they, the Secret Service guys, like, take away the boyfriend and they put him like in a car. We have no idea where he's going.
Oh, yeah. We figure he's dead.
Yeah. I'm like, is he going to be murderized? Like, that's not great.
I figured they'd shoot him in the street, but they don't. They take him away.
Yeah. But apparently, this is not the first time that she's done this before. So the dad, the King President 00 Borat, has been saying to, he's like arguing and yelling at, Fran Drescher and his daughter about, like, this is not the first time that she's done this, and, you know, you can't see him anymore, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote down, I was like, I think he's going to kill this poor kid. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to kill him.
Like, in front of the daughter. I thought he was going to, like, bring her downstairs while he executes her,
and
while he executes him.
This is where I'm really, like, because the other stuff, like, sure, you know, we're going to move next to you at the breakfast table. So what, your daughter doesn't want to get arranged married. But to, like, have her fucking, like, take this girl out, like, to a club and she's not like, let's get you back home or anything like that. I'm like, you're a new employee.
She started dancing when she got inside.
Yeah, she has.
No.
Like, Fran's a new employee and she's not even like, holy shit, I could lose my job over this. She's got confidence. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm not a teacher and I'm fucking everything up. She's not even being graded on a curve. She's just, just like, well, we have you here and you suck at your job. So
fuck
I guess,
just stay,
you know,
I guess.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Francis. Francula.
Fran is telling the president to spend more time with his children. Here's another married couple type thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, here's my calendar. You let me know when I can do it. And then she's like, oh, well, you have to talk about this.
Yeah,
and you
nuclear
have to
disarmament talks. Oh, we should talk about that. NATO.
Okay, I see your point. Yeah. Like, you know, whatever. But, like, they're arguing. Like, and then so she's teaching him the lesson that you have to make time for your family because that's what her dad did.
Yeah.
Now we're back at school with Fran. And she's showing a slideshow of notable people. She talks about Mother Teresa. She talks about...
Was it Mother Teresa? And who was the first one?
I don't even remember.
Oh, Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood
Marshall, then Mother Teresa. And then there was one more, I thought, but I can't remember who it was. But either way, it was people that this government, obviously, of this country wouldn't exactly admire.
So
these are like people that she admires, not dictators.
The president dictator dad is taking a tour of the school, and he's just kind of looking at all the stuff that they're doing, you know, that they're matching the shoe to the purse and they're making macaroni plates and they're, you know, doing all that stuff.
Like kindergarten.
So he asks, like, you know, what about literature? Like, you know, are you teaching like Shakespeare or anything like that? And so she starts talking about Romeo and Juliet, and she apparently had them watch West Side Story.
Yeah, because it was easier to explain.
Yeah,
it was
she
the
thinks
same
that
thing.
The kids could relate more.
He said, by the way, Romeo and Juliet, one of my favorites in like a British accent.
He's like, what about Shakespeare?
I like it. He sounded like Irish almost. Yeah. Like his British mix trying to be Eastern European came out almost Irish at times where I was like, is he?
But
the fuck?
The talking about West Side Story and Romeo and Juliet, it opened up an opportunity to argue about he looks at it as a tragedy because the kids took matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
And
didn't
then
listen to their parents.
The daughter says, no, it's actually the parents' fault because if they had just, you know, not done. And I mean, there is some truth to that because there
it's
are some
interpretation of a story. That's what you discuss. And that's why it's in classes.
Yeah. Both of them are correct. You know, sometimes if
you
tell
know.
A kid, you know, if you don't have any rules on the kid or anything like that, they can go do bad things. Sometimes
you can
scare them into doing good things or you can scare them into doing bad things.
Shakespeare never had like an inside the actor studio where we could have sat down and asked him what his fucking, you know, intention was. So it is what it is at this point.
How did you mean and the then, parents. Was it a tragedy because of the parents?
Oh, great, because you actually sound like Jiminy Glick a little bit.
That's how ridiculous Lipton sounds in my brain. Yeah. Is that that's?
I love Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I know. Lipton. Okay, so all right, they're talking about strict parents and their children. They're arguing back and forth, and Fran Drescher. So I'm still waiting for maybe he's like, well, you know, if we didn't do this, then we wouldn't have, you know, blah 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 blah. Like if I didn't have to be this type of leader, then maybe I could, you know, whatever. Something like that.
For those two things
but
to connect.
But he doesn't ever have that. And then I'm getting disappointed, like really disappointed, because I'm feeling like it's never going to come. Why is Fran Drescher just like, cool, I have no problems working with this dictator? And like, I'm just sitting there like, when are you going to tell her that he needs to resign?
Yeah, well, she's part of it. She in yeah. one scene, she's like, I can't be a part of this. And the next scene, she's like, but he's a nice guy. But he's nice to me and he's good to his kids.
Kind of handsome.
You know, maybe it's all right that he tortures fucking factory workers or
it's
whatever.
It's cool like, that he kidnapped his daughter's boyfriend.
No problem.
I don't know if he's alive or not. It's
keeps
fine.
Him in a dungeon and announces to the people that in the dungeon where yeah. many have taken their last meal and their last breath.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
Fran's up in the middle of the night. They're making sandwiches.
Here we go.
Oy, oy, oy.
Abomination to condiments.
She pulls out some bread. She pulls out, you know, she's like, is this tuna fresh? Because I saw that we were landlocked.
Meanwhile, it's canned fucking tuna.
Yeah, it's just starkest.
As fresh as
fine.
Canned tuna
fresh
is
as
on
a
the
daisy.
Shore.
Fresh as a daisy, right in that tuna juice.
Once it's in a can, it doesn't really matter the location of the can at yeah. that point. That's not an issue.
And she's just making herself right at home in this kitchen. He's never been in the kitchen, and he's like, I don't even, you know what? Because he said, I don't know where anything is.
I don't know where anything is in this kitchen. That's
yeah.
how he said it. Like, I'm.
Yeah. But,
I don't put in nowhere to find food.
I guess that would make sense of why he's just putting a big slop of mayo on his.
Yeah. But you
sandwich.
Think he would know that he didn't like to bite into a fucking, you know,
spoonful
an entire, like, an entire, like. It's like, it would be like a ravioli, like a mayonnaise ravioli, that
oh,
sandwich.
God.
You'd bite into it and it would just be
the
an.
Turkey would just go whoop.
Yeah.
Out.
Squirt
Yikes.
Right out the edge. Not great.
So they're like doing a married couple arguing. She's hiding the mayonnaise from him. And he's like, where is it?
Give to me, he says
yeah.
at one point.
Give to me, which are, yeah, give it me.
Give it
give
me.
Give it
we're
me.
Like, huh?
And he never speaks with broken English ever. And then now all of a sudden he's like, give it me.
Give it me.
And then she goes, I'll give it you. Yeah, okay. And I'm like, you're not going to ask him, like, what? What's happening here?
Yeah.
Did you forget the word too?
Then she starts nagging him about the amount of mayonnaise, saying, yeah. don't you know you're entering the prime heart attack years? And she's like, why do you always have to say the extra thing?
Yeah.
It's like, then they turn into, yeah, like an old married couple. Turns into a sitcom.
And it turns into a sitcom because there's so many, like, men and women stereotypes in a relationship
yeah,
where she's,
so silly.
You know, making a solid point about something and then he grabs the jar because she's having trouble opening it and then he just opens it and gives it back to her like, what do you think about
well,
that?
No, he was actually the one in making a statement saying that people, he wants to be nice,
oh.
but people, he says, I have to show that I'm strong and he opens up the mustard
oh.
jar and he's doing that.
I just didn't care about it that much. But
no.
Did you see how little mustard she had on the end of her
oh,
knife?
Oh my God, it was a thumbnail.
Like,
of mustard that she just put on it. Like, I'm like, that's not enough mustard for the sandwich.
No, it's not. There needs to be more mustard.
Meanwhile, she put a healthy amount of mayonnaise on her sandwich.
Yeah.
At least she spread it on the bread. Not well. She just did like a swipe smear. She didn't like actually get to the edges or anything, which was really disheartening for me. But then the mustard, thumbnail and just went tap on the middle of it. Oh, so one bite gets
just
mustard taste?
Just a smack of mustard. Okay.
Ugh.
We're spending way too much time.
She put less mustard than is in a packet that you get at Subway. I don't care about the rest of the movie. I'll talk about this for the next 35 minutes and we'll call it a show. The rest of it doesn't matter.
The
Who
rest
cares?
Of it doesn't matter.
They make out and what I don't know. Some
don't,
shit happens.
We don't want her to be married to or dating, just romantically involved with a dictator.
Who makes poor sandwiches on top of
it? Yeah. And then it's like, you need to find somebody that will help you make your sandwiches, Fran, because you put a little smack of mustard on
That's
there.
That's right, Franula.
Franula.
Damn it.
Franathy. Okay. We don't know how much time has elapsed in this movie. We don't know how many sandwiches were harmed in the making of this movie.
A lot, I assume.
A lot. It seems that they like each other now. They're like an old married couple. Yeah,
this scene, they're great. They almost kiss in this scene, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they do. He starts having a heart-to-heart about his dead wife. I think she died, but we don't know how she died.
I figured he executed her for being...
I think he probably executed her.
Being a little too naggy about the mayonnaise situation, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, you know, I don't know about that spoonful.
Yeah, she's like, no majolka for you.
Yeah, and he was like, take her head and put it in my fireplace for later.
Anyway, I'm sorry for all the times that I've said majolka that I don't know what it actually means. I hope it means mayonnaise.
I hope it's, I pray it's some sort of slur. I really
do. No, I only want it to be mayonnaise.
I just want it to be some kind of terrible, terrible slur.
Fran Drescher is walking around the grounds with the president in her white pants. Somebody's not on her period. She's confidently running around.
She's dressed like she's in like she dresses like the mom from the Wonder Years. That's how she dresses, like exactly like
that's
that.
How she always dresses.
Pastel pants that are like tight and high with like a beehive.
Not they're
some of them are green. She has pink pants.
She's wearing white jeans.
It's I don't know what's going on with her. She's dressing like one of the side dancers in Greece.
And she's talking to
salmon pants. She could replace salmon pants, thrusty salmon pants. If you haven't listened to the Grease episode, you really do, because it's the base for a lot of what we talk about. And there was a thrusty salmon panted woman in this.
No. We're not talking about that lady anymore. We're talking
about
movie.
Mayonnaise and salmon pants, because this fucking movie sucks so bad I can't take it anymore.
Okay, stop. Focus.
Focus.
Flan starts asking about how she's like, you know, she sees somebody who works there and she's like, hey, buddy, how's it going? How's your cold? And he's like,
he's a peasant with like a cart that's probably from the. Yeah. It looks like a Robin Hood movie.
It looks like
it's like
in
made
Monty
of tree
Python.
Sticks.
Yeah, I'm your king. Oh, I didn't vote for
that's,
you. Yeah,
that's who they are. They're literally like, how can you tell he's king? He's the one who's not all covered in covered in shit. That's the fucking point. That's what's going on here. That's who these people look like, and
they look very much like, well, I didn't vote for you.
They're all like 80 and hunched over and dirty.
And he's like, because she says, you know, he's looking at her like, why are you talking to these peasants? And she's like, folks around here are pretty friendly if you just get to know them. And now he's like addicted to being friendly and nice. He's like hugging people, picking them up, and he's like running at them, saying hi to everybody. They get themselves lost because he wants to go and like say hi to more
people. Where are we?
And they're doing more like
lost in the woods,
whatever the fuck it is.
Looking for peasants to greet. It was the
and tell them that his memory of here is that he killed a cow over there.
Yeah, I killed a cow right there when I was 10.
But like, so he is so awkward, but it's just weird that he is like, he gets himself lost, and then that she's like, you don't know where we're going, do you? And you know, then if you just stopped and asked directions,
literally like a
1950s more stereotypes, and it's just
they're doing I Love Lucy level like fucking writing at this point, which was fine in the 50s, but we're, you know,
and let me tell you, he says hi to a couple of people and then he's like all like Mr. Addicted to it. I say hi to a couple people and I want to go hide.
I'm like, that was brutal.
I'm like, I gotta get out of here before
he's like, where's more peasants?
Yeah,
and then
he's
he
like,
sees,
where's more people to say hi
I'm
to?
I'm going
to
take you to that factory he sees from the woods.
They go into a factory, and he's saying hi to everybody, and Fran's talking to somebody, and they say, you know, they don't have, like, she's like, oh, hopefully you get overtime. He's like, we don't get overtime. She's like, well, what does your union rep say? He goes, what's a union?
Yeah.
So like, then now it's Fran on a soapbox, and she's talking to everybody about, she's getting everybody hyped up about unions.
She's organizing, which is fine, but it's
she's
like,
she's teaching them the word strike, like, you should strike. Like,
oh, it's in fucking USA Today that this factory's having an uprising because she stood on a thing and talked for, I don't know, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah.
She destroyed the way this whole country does.
Fran dismantled the government.
Their whole labor system.
Slovizia.
Took her 4 minutes.
Fran dismantled it.
She disfrantled it.
Disfrantle Slovizia.
She franhandled it is what she did.
Yes.
She franhandled it, made it hers, took it and grabbed it.
And let's call the sandwich, a turkey sandwich, a frandwich.
A frandwich?
Nope. Because I don't want to
thumbnail of mustard
she puts on there. Ugh. Okay, anyway, so She says that because the president guy is mad at her because she mentioned the word union and strike. And she's like, I don't know, like, you know, it's a sweatshop in there. Why wouldn't I tell them to strike? Again, she still has a job. And now she's helping the daughter sneak down to the prison dungeon to see the boyfriend. And I got to tell you, I was really happy to see that this boy is alive.
And it's like an old timey dungeon, too. It's like a
it looks like when you're watching. Dungeon. Uh-oh. What's that one movie that I like? The one with Leonardo DiCaprio and he's got a twin. He's a twin. And Man in the Iron Mask.
There you go.
It's like the one where the good twin was in.
It's a castle dungeon.
Yeah.
Where they keep dissidents. It's exactly what
John Malkovich with his long hair goes to go and save him.
Whatever you're picturing, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So Fran got the workers to strike. Then she's playing Twister in the yard with the kids. She's helped the daughter, the middle, like this, the middle, one of the middle kids, the
one that they all call fat and ugly.
The one that they all call fat and ugly. I couldn't remember what her name was, but she taught her how to sew a dress out of sheets, which I felt really bad for that poor kid.
And also taught her, gave her what? Some sort of pantyhose or something, power control.
Oh,
she
God,
said it was
yeah.
like stuffing, you could stuff something into a sausage. She made like, it was basically a,
yeah.
like, she's a fat fucking pig, but I figured out how to make her look kind of presentable, eh? And he was like, whoa, you look wonderful to the kid. And she was like, yeah.
I just realized
what the
that
fuck,
she
this poor
said
kid.
The dress was made out of her Ralph Lauren sheets. That's so sad.
Yeah, out of
Fran.
Her.
Fran.
She's teaching,
but you know,
but
it's fine. And then she got the youngest boy to stop biting his nails because she put like a dog cone on him.
Yeah, the cone of shame.
The cone of shame. Poor baby.
Christ.
So Fran starts talking to the president dictator guy about how doing this summit is a really bad idea. She says that you should throw a party. And she says this while she's giving him a haircut and shaving off his mustache.
She talks him into the mustache shaving because he was like, oh, it's my strength. I look like Stalin.
Yeah.
You know, this is good for me. I have very good Stalin mustache.
That's from Seinfeld. I was like, oh, that line
sounds good. You grow hair. Look like Stalin. So, yeah.
So he loves his new look. He thinks that he looks handsome. Fran Drescher gives him some ideas. So she's a teacher, she's a political consultant, she's an advisor, she's a
everything.
I don't know, because I don't even want to call her a political consultant.
No.
Because he's kind of a president but also like lives in a castle.
She's like a first lady slash queen.
She's a dream, she's an icon, she's great.
Yeah. And he's,
she's like an Eva Perón.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, especially when she goes on the balcony.
Hello,
and he's 007 with a Jersey Shore blowout at this point.
Because
now he doesn't even have the mustache.
Yeah, yeah. So he's in on the party, but he wants Fran to plan it. So she, there's like a montage of her.
It's a Fran plan.
It's a Fran party.
Do me a favor. Fran that party out, would you? Yeah.
Say yes to the dresh. Now we have like a montage of Fran planning out the party. She's showing people how to decorate deviled eggs to make it look like Lucille Ball. Fran and a chicken. It's a hilarious comedy duo here. She's supposedly supposed to kill this chicken and like,
show them how to make chicken cutlet parmesan.
Yeah, because she said the cook was like, well, you said you wanted fresh chicken, so this is how we do it here.
Yeah.
Obviously, the chicken doesn't want to die for his country, is what Fran tells.
Clearly, because he's
everybody.
Just standing there.
Yeah, not that she doesn't want to kill the chicken.
No, it's
just
the chicken's
whatever.
Fault.
So now Fran has a pet chicken. Fran's mom calls her in the middle of the night one night to tell her that she can go get the doing makeup and hair for the lotto.
Channel
again.
5 is called live at 5. Holy shit.
Yep, they said that they want her.
That's right.
She's like, I don't know, Mom. I got 100 people coming later. And she's like, why? What do you need that job for? Like, you have the dream job now, you know?
All
and
set.
I was like, yeah, no shit, Franny. What the hell?
No.
Like, I was like, this man is a dictator. He has not done any redeeming things. Like, you know, he's not once been like, this is awesome. And like, you know, I really don't want to be a dictator. He's just I'm a dictator.
Yeah, and she's going to help throw a party that the express purpose of is to fool all of the democratically elected leaders of the world into thinking that he is not a dictator anymore. And now he's this, like, you know, statesman that they should invite into their little club, basically.
Yeah.
It's what... romantic comedy starring Fran Drescher. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, he is the dictator president guy is jacked about his new makeover. He's starting to wear turtlenecks now. He's got potpourri on his
desk. Sport coats and turtlenecks.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He is one scene away from them coming in and he's in a fucking yoga pose. Like, yeah. That's where we're at in this movie.
Yeah.
Overnight.
The right-hand man that he has, the prime minister guy, says that, no, we have to continue down this dictator direction.
Yeah, he actually looks like Putin, too, that guy. He actually does look like fucking Putin, the prime minister.
This part offended me the most. So he's like, no, we need to do like this, and we need to, you know, sir, this is like what we need to do. This is how we're taking the country. And the dictator president guy, Double O Borat, talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand. And then,
then he's laughing. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
Isn't that great? I hear. Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
The whole way out
walking,
the door.
He keeps saying, talk to the
talk
hand.
Talk to hand.
He's like, sir.
Talk to hand. Do you hear that?
Do you think Tommy Wiseau got some of his acting inspiration from this character?
I think so. He's okay. Like, now this is good acting. Yeah. Right here.
So President Dictator Dad has decided he's been talked into by Fran Drescher to let the boyfriend go from the dungeon. He loves all the flowers that are being decorated at the party. He loves asparagus. He loves his life. He could never enjoy these things when he was dictator, but now he's like, wow, yellow flowers. These are great.
And by the way,
asparagus.
Her reasoning why he should release the child, the young man from the dungeon is because at the end of it, he says, by the way,
after dessert,
I'd like to announce that I'm releasing this political opponent because I'm embracing debate.
Yeah.
And I'm a real president. See, to show all the other heads of state. So that's the plan here.
Yeah.
Not only does it help his daughter, makes him all. You seem like a great guy.
Fran's trying to turn him into a statesman.
Into a statesman, she says several times. Not a dictator, a statesman. Meanwhile, it's like, no, he should be fucking having tribunals right now. He's a fucking asshole.
So Fran starts undressing, and the same time, the president dictator guy walks in to also undress. And you can definitely hear this door close. So even if you're behind one of those little folding, like, wall set
divider
things.
It's a partition change behind.
You would hear a door shut and you'd go, hello?
Yeah, who's out there?
Who's there? Because it's
tits are out.
The door is very close to where she's standing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's undressed and he puts himself in a towel and then he goes to go get a massage. And so Fran has to massage his back and his butt.
She likes it, massaging his butt.
She likes massaging his butt a little too much.
He's calling and she doesn't even hear him because she's like in her own head and like with Disney cartoons running around rubbing butts.
The way that his character was, it reminded me so much of like Tom Selleck. Like the way that he looked and like some of the way that he would like act.
He's want to be,
But Selleck-y. He's like, he's talking to Yvonne, the masseuse, about his feelings for Fran Drescher. Okay. With Yvonne, like, so he's like hugging this lady. I love asparagus. And then with Yvonne, he's like, come on, massage me. What's the matter with you?
What are you doing? Harder. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like he's like yelling at him. And then he's like, Yvonne, I have feelings for this teacher lady that I've hired. Like, and it's like, geez, dude.
Wouldn't Yvonne go,
listen, President Whiplash?
What are you doing?
Talk nice to me or don't. I'm massaging you, bitch.
Dissociative disorder?
Yeah,
what the fuck is happening here? Multiple personality, President
Double
O Borat?
Yeah. So Fran Drescher decides to come clean about not being just a regular teacher. She tells him, sorry, I've been lying to you. I'm a beauty teacher. So, her main concern now is I don't want this dictator to not like me anymore because I'm not a real whatever.
Yeah, I need to be honest with him. No lies between us. No lies in this relationship.
Not between me and my man.
Yeah, me and my dictator
man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's like, no, no problem. I think that every teacher should be a beauty school teacher because you're the greatest. And I think that you're wonderful.
The kids are confident. They're walking around.
They're happy.
Looking great.
Check out me with my no mustache situation going on.
Yeah.
I've got a turtleneck on. Life is good. They're at the party. The party seems to be going well.
Oh, it's rocking. People are fucking spinning and dancing like...
They're spinning. They're dancing. I'm confused. I don't know if I should be excited that the dictator and Fran Drescher like each other and they want to be together now.
That's the other thing, too. This
I'm so
party...
conflicted.
I'm conflicted about this party because this party, Fran Drescher planned it. So you would like it to be a success for the character for Fran Drescher.
Yeah, because you don't want her to, wow, this is really...
Yeah, you don't want her to fail at throwing a party because she wants to do well.
And every party is hard to part. It's hard to plan. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So you're rooting for that. But at the same time, a successful party means this dictator being more accepted into the world based on the fact that she threw a party in humanize. No.
Yeah, but I want to cheer for my friend Fran.
Listen, Melania, stop trying to fucking humanize this goddamn monster for 2 seconds. The pitchforks are coming for a reason. You know what I mean? There's a reason why their villagers have torches.
I don't think that she's trying to humanize him.
Oh, I thought that's what the party was for.
Oh, Fran's trying to humanize. Yes. James, you set me up.
So,
all right.
Sorry.
The prime minister, and he says that he's going to tell the dictator guy. Oh, sorry. He saw.
It doesn't matter.
He saw Fran outside the party. Mm-hmm. And so he says to her, I'm going to tell your secret. And she's like, I already told him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'm going to tell him that you snuck his daughter down to see the prisoner in the dungeon.
Boom.
But who gives a shit? Because
Drescher's
the dad
like,
just said, no sweat. I'll totally release him.
And the Drescher's like, got me there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And she's like, all right, touche. Like, you know, I'll do... whatever.
I'm yours.
Yeah.
What do you got?
And so the dictator guy, he is giving a speech at the end of the party. He's got having a very vulnerable moment, and he's saying, this is me now. You guys, you know, call me bad names. I'm Boris the Beast. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't understand why everybody calls him that, but he's glad that people can come together now to see how he really is.
At this beautiful party.
He does not release the boyfriend from the prison. He decides that he...
People like him enough, is what he decides.
It's gone to his head. Yeah. Everybody's cheering. He's super jacked about, you know, whatever he's got going on. He doesn't want to ruin the flow of it, so he's not going to release the boyfriend.
I don't need to release the boyfriend. They like me without releasing the boyfriend.
Yeah,
she makes a big speech.
I loved how this was the last straw for Franny here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's like, oh, well, you really are a beast. I'm like, what gave it away?
Yeah.
It's not like he's always been, like, kind of soft-hearted, but he had to make, like, you know, whatever, or anything like that. He's always been an asshole. You guys have been fighting since you got there. And then it's just like, she's like, oh, like I wanted to fix you, but you're still a dictator.
I guess the history books were right.
I'll tell you this. People show you who they are.
Yeah. And he's a dictator. He's been dictating. Just read history books.
He's been a dictator.
And you'll go, oh, yeah, look at that.
Remember
he's a dictator.
Remember when people were spray painting his face?
Yeah,
they were telling
reason.
You how he felt,
not
how they
good,
felt about him. He's not a great dude.
Not a great guy.
Well, we have no idea because we don't know a lot of the decisions that he's been making. We can only tell by what the movie tells us. So this,
from scene to scene, too.
This man is a dictator and he's no good. The people are not happy. This is where, so she's leaving now because they got in a huge fight about this, not about anything else, just about this. The fact that, you know, she said, you said you were to release that boy and it would make you, you know, look like this and that and the other. We talked about this. You lied to me. So I'm gone.
This is when he goes to backhand his daughter.
On the steps in front of everybody.
In front of the president of every country on earth.
Everybody.
He's
going
to backhand his 16-year-old daughter.
Everybody really likes me.
In her prom dress.
Ha! I'm going to hit that lady right in the face.
He literally like fucking rears his hand back and she's like, whoa, chill out, Fran Drescher's dad. No one's like, oh, Jesus Christ, he was going to beat his daughter in the middle of a fucking party.
Everybody else is just dancing and they're
dancing.
Like, where are the mini egg rolls?
Yeah, that's normal. Because she does import a lot of those.
She imports a lot of mini egg rolls. But who doesn't love an egg roll? So
the LaCroix brand mini egg rolls.
I want egg rolls. Okay.
I'll take egg rolls.
So she's saying goodbye to all the kids. She says bye to the older sister. She says bye to the older son. She says bye to the younger sister.
Yeah, she says, bye, fat, ugly shit, is what she says
to her. Big is beautiful. Boys will love you for who you are and that you're a princess with a big dowry.
A princess with a big dowry.
The son painted a creepy picture of Fran as Venus. So she's nude in the picture and he's like, this is how I'll always remember you. apparently the baby is very deep. He says something in his native language. everybody else speaks English. We don't ever hear this Slavitsian, you know, their native
little
tongue.
Kids are shit at accents.
And
that's why
he says something, and then the older sister says he doesn't remember our mother, but he hopes that you are just like her. I was like,
I hope she was just like you.
I hope the baby is not saying that at all.
Yeah, that's super deep for a 2-year-old.
Also, it would have been more meaningful if the baby was like, "Mama," like you know.
Yeah,
but
instead,
it's like the baby's like.
I hope my mother was more like you.
The baby like lights a cigarette. Yeah. And the baby's like, "You'll be back," or
says,
something.
Do you want a drink? No. Yeah. Let me tell you then. I hope my mother. I don't remember her. I hear she was dirty whore. But if that is not true, I hope she was like you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Good. You go for my country now.
I'll hit you up when I'm ever in New York. So friends,
follow me on my social media.
Yeah, keep in touch on Instagram. The baby is like 2 or 3, but you know, I hope he's not biting his nails anymore.
The father checks and he's not.
Thank you for teaching me to love myself.
I love myself now because of you. Thank you, Franula.
Yeah, she goes, Franula. She goes and takes her paycheck. She takes her chicken. She's out of there. Fran's back home in New York. She's looking through the newspaper for jobs. She circles a hairdresser position that's open. The president is out. The president dictator man is out walking, and he sees one of the old men that, you know, they saw who had a cold.
Back in
and
the,
he asks how his cold is. We find out that the prime minister has been forging the president's signature on these, like, executive orders, I want to say.
Yeah, the one is an executive order to send troops into the factory to quell the uprising and just to kill everybody. And so he doesn't want to do that because Fran Drescher was like, that's not fun. That's not nice. What are you doing that for? You can't send troops in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he decides.
He's taking some matters into his own hand, the prime minister, and he's
fucking ministering some shit.
Yeah, he's also saying to the guy who recruited Fran Drescher,
Ira.
He's saying that you know, he's upset because the president guy is just all turtlenecks and twister now.
He's always shaved off his mustache, for Christ's sake. How can we trust him?
He's all turtlenecks and twister. Oh, he's all squared up.
Bullshit.
And the
punk.
The Ira guy, the president dictator guy comes in and he's like, or perhaps he has been listening to you the whole time. Like,
he could be outside the door as you
and,
speak.
And surprise, like that guy in Dexter.
Yeah.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, surprise, motherfucker. That's what it was, though.
One of my favorite
lines ever. He just popped in the
door.
Yeah. This guy wasn't being very cautious about his fucking treason.
Yeah.
He's sitting at the president's desk, just forging his signature on shit.
And would have gotten away with it, too.
With the door wide open to the room.
If it wasn't for you meddling turtlenecks.
And telling the president's main assistant what he's doing as he's doing
he's
it, too.
Like, this is
not
what I'm doing. It's completely
well.
Illegal, and I'm going to say it out loud.
I mean, if he finds out, he'll kill me, but I mean, obviously, how's he gonna find out?
So the president gets mad and he's like, how long has this been going on? And this is where I thought that I'm like, wow, maybe the prime minister has been like signing his signature the whole time. And I was like, we're gonna get the big reveal.
No,
he's only been forging his signature for the past 3 weeks. So I was like, president douchebag dictator boy is still a president douchebag dictator boy.
Up until 3 weeks ago.
Up until 3 weeks ago. Now he's got potpourri on his desk. Yep. So that means that he's softer and he wears a turtleneck, which, by the way, I don't think that a turtleneck makes you soft. I refer to them as power turtles because it makes you feel cool and powerful and like you just invented.
I think as a guy, it'll soften up your image a little bit if you're a dictator.
No.
If you're looking to soften up your image, it'll help a little
bit.
It's
helping to make you look cooler.
Well, maybe.
All right. So now it's Fran's birthday. Her parents got her
she's
a Blockbuster membership. Yeah, she's back in New York. Her parents got her a Blockbuster membership.
Which is the most 90s thing to happen in this movie.
For her birthday.
And like one's opening up right up the block. Oh my God, you're going to love it.
She said that this is the single most depressing moment of my life. I was like, oh no, how poignant, Franny.
Wait till 10 years from now and they all close down. It'll be even worse, sister.
So they start throwing her a birthday party. It's a real bummer fest. It's yeah. like all these old people.
Her aunt, some guy yeah. that the mother said somebody she met at Carvel.
Yeah, they have the day no before. Idea who half these people are. Like an old boyfriend that she had from like middle school.
Well, that's the big setup. She's like, we have a special surprise for you, the mother says. And she's Fran's like, oh, great. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he came such a long way.
He came such a long way. He promised to make us not tell you. He loves you and he's made letting you go was the biggest mistake of his life. So she starts like fixing her hair and shit. Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, it's the dictator. Take me away, I guess, to his country to be dictated to.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's the good thing that's going
to
happen here.
Yeah, the best case scenario, I get to go live back in that castle where we have supreme leadership over people. Wild.
Instead, she opens the door, and who is it?
Her ex-boyfriend from middle school that they went study. And so anyway, she's upset. She goes outside. She's crying. And so somebody hands over this, like, made of gold, like
a golden tissue box.
Tissue box. And she just grabs a tissue and then she's like, what the?
What I meant to ask you, was this box, because there's stuff all over it, was that the macaroni shoe box that they decorated just like that they've now made gold? Did he plate the macaroni shoe? Because they made a point for him to really look over that macaroni shoe box lid. And I feel like it's the same lid.
It might be.
I think that's what they were doing there, but they only showed the thing once.
I became brain dead because I was really upset because I was like, okay, maybe the prime minister has been the asshole the whole time and that the president guy is actually cool and now he's gonna be like fuck you and you know the horse you rode in on, and it's like nope, he's just a reformed dictator. And I'm like
not only that, he shows up at the door walking up the street in Queens or wherever the fuck they live. No car, no security, not a thing around. He shaved off his mustache.
He can blend right in. Incognito. Nobody knows who he is.
He flew coach over there.
Yeah.
He flew coach based on her instruction about airline miles earlier.
No mustache.
No.
Yeah.
Just a golden tissue box under his arm and sitting in coach.
Why would that be the thing that you bring?
Can you put that in your overhead compartment? No, I can't. I am.
Please make sure that tissue box is stowed under the seat in front of you.
I will not stow a thing.
I miss being on a plane.
Only to me. Yeah. Give it me.
All right. So he knows where she lives, apparently. He brought this tissue holder.
He is a dictator.
We're kissing in the street where there's nobody out because, of course, this is New York.
Empty
Nobody's
street.
Ever
I
out.
I think it's like a neighborhood in Queens.
And anyway, so the movie's over. We don't
That's
know if he's
end.
Still a dictator.
Nope, they kissed.
We don't know. He kissed. So he wasn't
Done.
Like, hi, here's a tissue. I resigned
right
my
about
job.
Everything.
I want to be a better person. Like, I want to, you know, whatever.
We don't even know if he let the daughter's boyfriend out of his dungeon. We have no fucking idea if troops actually went in to quell an uprising and kill a bunch of people in a factory and we're happy just because we're kissing. We have no fucking idea.
And not for nothing, we don't even know if he found time in his schedule because he's got NATO meetings and all this other shit.
How's he over here?
He must take the week off.
He skipped the disarmament meeting, I guess. I'm not sure.
What the fuck? Anyway,
I know where we can go.
We can go to the fucking Hygelmeter.
To the Hygelmeter!
The Hygelmeter is our unit of measurement. It's how we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Hygel to 5 Hygels. 5 Hygels being the worst movie you've ever seen in your entire life. 1 Hygel being not that bad. James, you went last week because it was your birthday.
Yes.
I'm going to go first this
Please
time because
do.
It's not your birthday every week.
No, it's not. Certainly.
My birthday now. I'm just kidding. It's not.
It's my birthday now.
It's
I'm
my birthday it. Again. No. Okay. Listen. I'm giving this movie 5 Hygels.
It's painful.
I don't even want to come up with a clever... like algorithm
formula.
Or a formula for it. I have nothing cute to say about it. I don't care about this movie. I love Fran Drescher. I'm fine with all the stuff that she did. I loved all of her little jokes. It was fine. Hate this movie. Because I don't want Fran Drescher to go out with a dictator.
No! You don't want the thing that you're supposed to want to be the thing. So it's like...
When I read the description, I was like, oh, come on. And then
it would be like if in Titanic you were supposed to want Jack and Rose to drown, both of them. It's like, well, that they're assholes. And I do want Leonardo DiCaprio to drown in that movie, though.
Why?
Because he says Rose 700 times drown.
That's what her name is.
Rose. How many times a day do I say your name
and
we live
times,
together? Hardly
how
ever.
How many times
Rose?
Did Olivia Newton-John
She's
say,
on the other
Denny?
Side of the road. That's what I mean. Ridiculous. I hope their flying car crashed right into a goddamn something. I don't know.
Just tell me how many Heigens okay. you give this movie.
Well, okay. I give this movie 2,095,861 Heigels, okay? It's very specific, all right?
Okay.
I do. This is by far the worst thing we've seen, I think.
Yeah.
And we're the least realistic ending ever, and this includes the end of Grease, where two individual, first of all, where John Travolta's interested in a woman, and it's Olivia Newton-John, who is so horrible that her husband pretended to kill himself, pretended to die to get away from her. These two people somehow being together flew in a car, and that was more realistic than this, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Number one. Number two, the reason why I give it this many Heigels, 2,095,861, is for some reason, all I could think of in this, I hate when they make up countries.
Yeah.
All I could think of was Slovenia, Slovenia, Slovenia the whole time. So I looked up the population of Slovenia, and
okay.
it is 2,095,861. So that's one Heigel for every besmirched member of the citizen of the country of Slovenia.
I kept thinking of this, like, so, you know, in, like, they made up this country name, or maybe they didn't. We don't even know. I'm just kidding. No, in Princess Diaries, when the princess.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what her name
Who knows?
I just know Anne Hathaway. Princess Anne Hathaway.
You have to make up a country.
She becomes the princess of Genovia.
Genovia. You have to make up a country so that
Genovia.
You don't want the country's actual politics or shit to get in the way of them. Like, you don't want activists of something,
but like,
of, you know,
at least,
some country.
At least their queen was Julie Andrews, and they had Hector Lasagna.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
a good
fucking
point.
Fair place.
This
so
movie.
I'm just,
fuck this country. Yeah. Fuck this movie. Fuck Borat. Fuck 00 Borat. Fuck his mustache.
Fuck his mustache.
Fuck Putin's Prime Minister Putin. Fuck Nazi rapist teenager boy. Fuck eloquent deep poetry toddler.
Yeah.
Fuck poor. No, you know what? The only person in this movie who I'm not going to tell to eat complete dick is the poor fucking dumpy fucking, the one they kept calling dumpy, that poor
fat,
fucking.
Yeah, that
yeah,
poor girl.
The poor middle girl. Everyone else can suck a dick and eat shit. That's all I got to say. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, fuck this movie. Thank you guys so much for being here and listening to that. If you guys want to let us know how much you loved and or
please.
Hated this movie, please follow us on social media. We're at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at You Got Heigel. YOUGOTHEIGLD. I think that you should know that I dance every time I spell it out. We do. You can also check us out if you want to hear more from us. You can check us out on Patreon. We are at patreon.com/YouGotHeigLD. Do the dance again. YOUGOTHEIGLD.
And our bonus shit is fun, by the way. It's really fun. We have a ball.
We've been trying to play some like different games. And also, like last week, we discussed the 90 Day Fiancé tell-all from the new season of Before the 90 Days.
Lisa calling Usman the N-word and all that stuff we got into.
Yeah,
that was
Lisa.
Crazy.
Son of a bitch, bastard, asshole. But anyway, we try to talk about all of the stuff that we like doing because we spend a lot of time with you guys talking. To you about movies, because one of our favorite things that we like to do is we like to watch bad TV, bad movies, and we like to talk shit about it. And so we decided that we should pass the savings on to you. But anyway, so you guys can go over to patreon.com/YouGotHeigLD. If you want to send just regular donations, you don't have to, but PayPal, our PayPal is YouGotHeigLD@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We also have merch.
Thank you, by the way,
for supporting us in that way.
We really appreciate it.
You guys wanting to hear us talk about other things.
We know there's no ads on the show, so you know, if you want to throw a few bucks, that's cool, because we do it just for you guys.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, this is just for fun for us, and we're, you know, we don't get to hang out with you guys on the road. You know, so we're just trying to have fun with you in any way that we can. We have merch there at heigleyourself.threadless.com, heigleyourself.threadless.com. If you want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, I'm at Sarah H is funny, S-A-R-A-H-H is funny. And if you like to hear me ramble and rant and rave about, you know, how people make their sandwiches, the correct way to make people's sandwiches, unfair bathroom policies, I have two books. They're out on Amazon or I think barnesandnoble.com, and they're called Small Potatoes. And that's, wow. Ugh, I hate talking about myself.
They're really funny, though. You should buy these goddamn books. I'm happy to talk about them because they're actually really funny. Buy the books. Trust me. I don't say they're shit's fine. Funny unless it's funny. Even if it's my wife, I'll be like, yeah, buy her book. They're funny. Trust me.
Oh,
quick,
so
funny reads.
If he doesn't like it, he's going to still say it, which
I'll go,
is full of shit.
Hey, it's good, but it's I won't say it's funny.
Poop.
I will not tell anyone in public that something's funny poop. If it's not. And that shit's funny. So okay. Listen, buy her books, damn it. Do that. You can find me at Jimmy P is Funny on social media, or every Tuesday and Thursday at the Crime and Sports and Small Town Murder podcasts as well. Check those out. Come see us and all that stuff. We have a lot of fun. So
we have a lot of fun,
guys.
And also we have some new Patreon.
Oh, do we?
Folks,
let's do it. Let's shout them out.
Came and hang out with us this week.
Can't wait.
We have Subaru ASE Tech.
Well, shit, you keep fixing those Subarus.
Brianna Jobert.
Ooh, I love I like her name, Jobert.
Jobert. Ned McDermott. Melissa Lydia Kelly Justice.
Poor
what
Ned McDermott.
Great name.
Yeah, poor Ned McDermott. He just
why?
Gets it. Because that's a fun name, and this is a fun name, and you're like, Ned McDermott, and we move on to the next one, and Ned's like, yeah, thanks, I know my name's Ned. Sorry.
No, listen.
Poor Ned. Sorry, Ned.
Ned knows what his strengths are.
He know it's not his name, and he knows that. So good for you, Ned.
Kelly Justice.
Kelly Justice cool sounds like a lawyer that gets people out of DUIs.
Oh, I see a billboard with her name right now. Kelly Justice.
In a wreck, Kelly Justice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you the money you deserve.
DUI. Okay, Meg Stampke, Byron Woods, Ashley Vio, Duty.
Hey,
you lovely
you.
Human being.
Of
you,
course.
My birthday twin.
Hey.
Alex, don't know how to say that. Carrie Ann Sandine, Gary Howard, Adam
Gary.
Wesley Etheridge, Connie Smith, Emily Hurst. Oh, great. Choked Colon, Becky Youngblood, Jeff Rash, Krista Downs, Katie Thomas, Zane Bohe, Madeline, Bielek, Caitlin Flack. Yep.
Caitlin Fran Drescher. Good job.
Caitlin Flack.
Make your Patreon name something that's gross that she won't want to say, so she'll have to say it anyway, and that'll be hilarious.
No, I don't like
for
this.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
No,
make it
no.
something
okay. no.
really dirty, and it'll
okay.
be funny to me.
No. Anyway.
Like on the other shows, make it something, your last name long in Italian, so Jimmy has no chance of pronouncing it on this show. Make it something filthy so Sarah gets all beet red.
I won't say it.
Yes, she will. That's
no,
the thing.
I won't.
She'll feel so bad that you donated. She'll say it anyway, no matter how terrible it is. That's
no.
what's so funny. Yes, she will.
No, I'm not.
It'll
nice
override
in the Western.
It. It'll override
no.
it, I'm telling you.
No.
Her Midwesternness will override. With,
well,
God, it's been fun. Jesus.
Speaking of Midwesternness, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And just go heigl yourselves.
Go heigl yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.